bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Joe Montone.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Finding God in Prison. My name is Joe Montone, your host, and it is a privilege and a pleasure to be back here on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. My friends, this is Finding God in Prison, and for many of our men who were incarcerated, that's exactly where they found God. And many of our men have shared great stories with us, and today we're going to share with you some stories about men who are incarcerated and also men who have come home to do some really good things. And so I'd like to just start off with a couple stories about Jeff Collins, who is a great example of what God can do when a man is focused on his faith. And Jeff was a young man at about 7 years old who was mentored truly into drinking alcohol at age seven and expanding from there. By age 10, drinking cases of beer and also smoking marijuana cigarettes. And just tell you, for many years, Jeff was on and off with drugs and alcohol. And when he met me over at the HOC, or the House of Corrections, within the Philadelphia Department of Prisons, Jeff was passing by on the A block, our classroom, and stuck his head inside and said, what is this course all about? And I invited him in to take a look. And with that, Jeff was open-minded, and he sat down, and he liked the class. So he joined us, and he graduated with that class, and then went on to go home, and he got his mind right at Gaudenzia, where he completed the drug and alcohol rehab program. And then after that, we encouraged him to go on for his GED, which he obtained by the age of 51 years old. And upon the completion of the GED, Jeff decided that he would go further. And we encouraged him once again to get a CDL license. And so Jeff completed that and has been driving for several years now, and has been driving the big rigs coast to coast, but also now on the local level. He just received his hazmat endorsement to drive hazardous materials, and also his tanker endorsement to drive multiple tractor trailers at the same time. Jeff has his own apartment, his own vehicle. He's on his way to getting married. And he is a great example of what we call a wingman in the WINGS program. And that's the person who's in formation. And truly the lead person that we are following is our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's powerful. And so the WINGS program, as we've talked about it many times, is our program that supports inmates in prison, and also provides tremendous support to people who are struggling with addiction to substance abuse and alcoholism. But today, Jeff is doing very well. And it's not without challenge, we know, my friends, because in life we will all have challenges, all kinds of challenges. And so, you know, Jeff is doing a great job in his reentry program, and we're very proud of him. Many years ago, we were blessed with a donation through our association with Drexel University College of Medicine. We have a classroom there for about 5.5 years. It was the place that inmates would meet from 9 to 11:30 each and every Saturday, and we would provide them the WINGS program on the outside. And our goal each week was to get men working, to get them engaged in education, family life, business, community service, and to really implement their action plans for the future. And we had a gentleman there who joined us, who his name was Larry. And Larry liked to drive. He really enjoyed driving. And he had a really interesting background. It was really plagued with abuse growing up with multiple step or foster parents, foster mothers who were not so kind to him. And that really played into his life. He did get married years later, but he never healed from the wounds of the past, you know, from neglect and abuse from a foster mom who treated him truly very poorly. And it did some damage to him. But I tell you, when we met, Larry had gone through years of alcoholism and had been divorced and was living with about 90, 95 guys at a transitional home for men in Philadelphia. Well, he joined the WINGS program on the outside over at Drexel University College of Medicine. And we encouraged him to get into driving for a living, because he enjoyed driving. And he went on to get his license and his limousine license. And one day he had an interview with King's Limo. And when he returned the following week, I said to him, "Larry, what did they tell you after you drove during that interview?" And they said to him, "We like the way you drive." I said, "You're going to get that job. I just feel it." And within a week, he got a call, and he was hired by King's Limo to drive basically the limousine. And, you know, if he drives well for a year, he'll move up to the limo bus. And he had a great, you know, salary with gratuities as well. And, you know, he was very, very happy because he was doing something he really enjoyed. And on the side, he also was a DJ. He had the DJ equipment, and he really liked entertaining people. So Larry did a great job also in the WINGS program. And is another example of the kind of success that can be had when people are focused on the faith. And he turned a negative into a positive as he grew up, you know, like some people do, with neglect or abuse within a home from a parent. And, you know, it's a great story to tell, because we as parents need to be sensitive to our children, and we have to avoid neglecting our kids, abusing our kids, and be kind to our kids. You know, the Lord says, "Whatever you do for the least of your brothers, you've done it for me." And also, we practice the golden rule by treating others as you would like to be treated. So, you know, it's very important that we do the very best for our children as they are coming up. But, you know, my friends, the WINGS program was designed many years ago to provide, you know, a filler, to fill a void for kids from single-parent homes who are growing up with that void. And God sent us into the prisons where children have become adults. And we have worked with kids who are in their late teens and in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and even 70s, and have grown up through incarceration. And so we just tell you that because our mission has always been the same, is to support women and children from single-parent homes. And a lot of these women and children are on the other side of the men who are incarcerated. And so we do our very best to get men home early, to get them working, get them engaged in family life as husbands and fathers, and to provide for their kids. That's one of the great missions we have in the WINGS program and in my father's vineyard, which is now in its 21st year. You know, the vineyard was born in May of 2001, And now we're in the year 2022. Who would have thought we would still be here? And, excuse me, you know, God has affirmed us each and every year as we go forward with financial support. And he has allowed us through good health and the will of good people who believe in our work to continue year after year after year. Just like here at Holy Spirit Radio, where people are, you know, working to deliver the message of the gospel. We too in the vineyard have been there to deliver the message of the gospel inside prison walls. But I tell you, through Holy Spirit Radio, we have touched many inmates in prison through our radio station, both WISP and WCOJ, 1570 AM and 1420 AM. And that actually is how we got into working on death row over at Greaterford Prison through EWTN's affiliate station, WISP. And so Holy Spirit Radio and I have been, you know, really joined at the hip since 1999 when I first came on as a guest on Bill Miller's show many years ago, Voices for the Unborn, and gave testimony on how God changed my life. So I want to go into another story. Today, I met an inmate who is now on the outside for the past 8 months. You heard his show here at Holy Spirit Radio on Finding God in Prison. He was with us last week, Terrell Lang. And I met with Terrell briefly down at the Philly International Airport to join him for his brief conversation. And it was fantastic. I mean, it was like old times. And we haven't seen each other since he was incarcerated. And he graduated 8 times from the WINGS program. He did over 400 hours with us. And today he's living out the fundamentals and the principles within the WINGS program, which is so important. And I just tell you that it was a blessing to be with Terrell. And we're going to see each other, you know, very often, because he is truly aligned with God. He truly wants to serve God. And he is, you know, on fire for doing the right things. And I love Terrell because, you know, when you see men make great changes and they're on board, you know, with what it is we're talking about, it's a beautiful thing because success is on the horizon. So he is working. He's working hard. He has his freedom after 20 years of incarceration. Can you imagine what that must feel like? And we have talked about it. And so we wish Terrell the very best because he is a an example of what a man can do when he has his faith, you know, at the forefront. And the Lord says, seek thee first the kingdom of God, and everything else will follow. And that is the pathway to success for all of us, my friends. And we have to, you know, listen to what God's word says. A lot of people will tell us what to do, where to go, why to do this or that. But what is God saying? He says, seek thee first the kingdom of God, and everything else will follow. Isn't it time you and I stopped to seek the kingdom of God? He says, knock, and the door shall be open for you. Seek, and you will find. It's a new year, my friends, the year 2022. And that year is based on the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, and nothing else. This is a year to begin a new trend, a new habit pattern, in which we are seeking God first, and everything else will follow. That's our challenge for the year, my friends. I put it on the table for you and I to follow and to live out, to live up to. Okay, I want to get into another individual who is basically, his first name is Richard. Now, I'll just tell you that, you know, for many people who are incarcerated, very often they believe that they have forever to get their lives straight. But it's not true. Because forever is just a word. And I know that all of us have a deadline, but only God knows what that day or time is. And like my father, who passed on 40 years ago in 1981, we don't know when that time will come. But Richard was a graduate of the Wings program many years ago. And when he graduated, he remained friends with me. And the new class began about 4 weeks later. And on day one of the new class, Richard, over at CFCF within the Philadelphia Department of Prisons, knocked on the window. And he said, Mr. Montone, may I speak with you? So I came out into the hallway. And he said, Rich, how you doing? How are you? And he said, well, you know, that's the thing I wanted to talk to you about. You know, my mother died. And I said, Richard, I'm so sorry to hear about that. It's a hard thing to lose your mom. It's a terrible thing. So sorry for your loss. And he said, yeah, you know, that's the whole thing. I was hoping to come home and to spend more time with my mom. And now she's gone. And now what do I do? So the message there is, my friends, that we don't have forever to spend with our mothers, our fathers, our families. Nobody knows the time or the day when they'll be taken home by God. And for Richard, Richard didn't come home right away like he thought. And he went to court, and he was sentenced to 4 to 7 years. So he had to go upstate and serve more time. On top of that, the loss of his mother was one of the great challenges he had to live with. And the time he had wasted prior to being incarcerated, prior to meeting me and joining the Wings program, and not spending more time with his mother, is time you can never get back. You know, and this is where we have to make the most of our time. I believe it was Alexander the Great, the king of Macedonia in 300 BC, who said this. He said, you know, your time is your most valuable asset. He said, when I die, I have three wishes. Number one, when I die, I want the best doctors to carry my coffin. And number two, I want all of my riches, precious stones and jewels scattered on the road to the cemetery. And number three, I want my arms swinging outside the coffin for everyone to see. One of his generals said, Alexander, these are three very unusual requests. Can you explain? Alexander the Great said this. Number one, I want the best doctors to carry my coffin. To show everyone that in the face of death, even the best doctors have no power to heal you. Number two, I want all my riches, precious stones and jewels scattered on the road to the cemetery to remind everybody that when you die, you take none of that with you. It remains here. And number three, I want my arms swinging outside the coffin for everyone to see, to remind everyone that you come into the world empty-handed, you leave empty-handed. The most powerful gift that you ever had, the most valuable gift, is the gift of time. And that time is now exhausted. So make the most of that time so that you can live, love, and die in peace. Alexander the Great. Yes, my friends, the gift of time is so valuable, so important, so precious. And nobody knows the time or the hour that they will be taken home. So let's not waste time. And as we begin the new year, let us make the most of each day, spending quality time in prayer, quality time with our children, with our wives and husbands, quality time writing thank you letters, apology letters, forgiveness letters, making the most of our time, making a phone call to a loved one, to make amends after many years. Let's not waste time this year, my friends. Let's work on beautiful things, both inside and outside prison walls. Let's work on ourselves, our faith, our families, our work, our education, our community service, whatever we can do to improve ourselves in all directions. That will be our New Year's resolution in the Wings program. It's not going to be just to join a health club and start working out. That's only part of the equation. It's going to be to improve ourselves in all areas of our lives for the next 12 months. And to be the best human beings that you and I can possibly be in the year 2022. And you know, my friends, the Wings program was born in 1993 at Olney Elementary School. And the second presentation was at Our Lady of Calvary. And I just tell you that in those years, I used to say to the kids, where will you be in 20 years from now? What will you be doing? It'll be the year 2013. In the year 2020, in the year 2000, we used to say to the kids, where will you be in the year 2020? In 20 years from now, you'll be 20 years older. What will your life be like? Think about it. Well, we're now in the year 2022, my friends. And we're getting older, we're moving forward, and we're living life the best that we can, making the most of each and every day. And God will help us. With God, all things are possible. As it says in the Gospel of Luke. Very important. But the Wings program, my friends, goes on in the year 2022. But I reflect back on the time when we were blessed with the recovery home in the Northeast Philadelphia area that was given to us as an abandoned building, a row home that we was gutted, and we had to renovate and had some men living there, doing the work and also living there, going to Orleans Tech and trying to further their education. And we had some challenges, you know, there in building. But we were very blessed with donations from Lowe's, who helped us with building materials. We also had some donations from Sam's Club and from BJ's. And we were blessed to have some of the guys who were inside the Philadelphia Department of Prisons come home and do some of the work to clean up that house and to actually renovate it. And we were blessed at the time, you know, but not without challenges on the outside of that home in that area where we had some, you know, people who were alcoholics living outside on the street. And people who were undisciplined in the backyard, trying to break in and use our shed as a clubhouse for smoking marijuana. We had a drive-by shooting just next door. And so it became a very dangerous place to house people who just came home from prison. It's actually safer in the prison than it would be outside. And so after a couple of years, we had to, you know, sell the home and move forward from that project. But we learned a great deal about what we could accomplish as people who were focused on the faith, because God provided that home through Wells Fargo, who gave it to us because we are a nonprofit and 501c3, able to accept donations, you know, that are tax deductible. And if you have a home or a car or some kind of a vehicle that you'd like to donate to our organization, please give us a call and let us know. We would gladly accept it from you and give you a receipt for your donation that is tax deductible. And again, if you'd like to make a donation to the Wings program and My Father's Vineyard, while we're here at Holy Spirit Radio, please give us a call. You can always do it there as well. And the number is 215-345-1570. Either way, you know, we have to take a moment to thank Holy Spirit Radio, who gives us the platform here to acknowledge the great work that other people are doing when they put God first, when they accept the Word of God as a source of all decision-making. So we thank Dale and Jane Meyer, the founders of Holy Spirit Radio, and also Frank Eliason and his family for the work they do here at Holy Spirit Radio in production. And so we are blessed to be here after many years of service to our people. God gave us the platform to help inmates through radio and through actually in-person, education. And so we have many stories to tell, my friends, but we just wanted to share a few of these with you today. And one of the other things we want to share with you is that we've had some great people working with us over the years. When we began the ministry, the apostolate, my father's vineyard, James Beelin is our vice president, who was with us from the beginning, is still with us, who is our research specialist in prison work. And he has done a phenomenal job of providing us guidance and direction in different ways to go over the years. We also have to acknowledge Joan Fairburn, who was our secretary for the first 13 years. And Joan was in the Legion of Mary with me over at St. Ignatius, and did a phenomenal job of opening up the New Jersey Department of Corrections and interviews there, and gave us a lot of statistical information about inmates who were housed in New Jersey. And we had been to several of the facilities in New Jersey with her help, and working under the ISP program, Intensive Supervisory Program, with the judiciary in Trenton, New Jersey. We also want to acknowledge Chris Hutchins, who was our secretary after Joan Fairburn had passed on due to cancer. And these are some of the great people who had worked with us over the years. And not to go on with this too long, but Frank Fazzolo, who was a tremendous asset to us, who did a lot of work for us in financial planning and financial secretary here at the Vineyard. But my friends, prison ministry is not for everyone, but if you are interested in doing some prison ministry, give us a call here at Holy Spirit Radio at 215-345-1570. Again, 215-345-1570. That's our show for today, my friends. I want to wish you a great weekend and a wonderful year. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My name is Joe Montone, your host. Have a great day, and God bless.